Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Volume down.
All right. How are we doing, everybody? Welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel. I'm Ron Swanson. We're back, of course, this evening with Corinne Clifford and the one and only Babs. And we're going to be delving into the scandal and all of the shenanigans that's been going on with these ballots, with the American elections. And Babs has been kicking some butt in some massive hats this week. Tell us about it, Babs. What have you been working on? And of course, Corinne, thank you for being here too. But Babs, what have you guys been working on? And tell
Barbara,
us about it.
Can you hear him? I can't hear him.
Babs.
Yes. So what is going on?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Hang on 1 second. Let me just get this sound working for Corinne. Is that better, Corinne?
Yeah, like the world according to Barbara.
Yes. Okay. We got this. So we're here with Babs. I'll hand it over to Babs. You can tell us what you've been working on, Babs.
Testing. So we are under the California elections, and we've been discovering a lot of election fraud. And the reason why I'm so passionate about it is because I lost my house in the Malibu fire. And when I lost my house, Corinne is a White House correspondent, and she flew to Los Angeles because she's from the Palisades. She actually lost 6 houses herself. So she interviewed me. And we've been keeping in touch since, and we started linking up. I love journalism. I love research. I've been studying politics for quite some time now, but we're just trying to get the word out there so people could understand what's really going on in election corruption. And this is Corinne Clifford. She is a correspondent for the White House.
Yeah, Corinne, thank you so much for being here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you in the beginning. We're having technical difficulties today.
Yes. Yes, we are. It's been technical difficulties across the board. But thank you so much for being here. And first of all, before we delve into the election stuff, tell us a little bit about what it is you do, your job. Just kind of frame it for us if you can.
I'm currently in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm attending a very serious conference of ex-federal agents who have been studying election corruption for 10 to 20 years. There's about 150 of them. And so I'm here collecting the information that Barbara and I need to expose what just happened in the California primary in Los Angeles County on June 2nd, 2026. And so my background is that I am a White House correspondent. I'm in the White House press corps. And so I cover everything in Washington, D.C. since January 2021. And election corruption is something that I really care about because obviously we cannot get anything in the future unless we have candidates that stand up for us. And we can't have that if they're messing with the machines. I won't say anything to get anyone sued. If they're bringing in fake ballots, if they are in any way having illegals vote, if they're including people who are homeless that are paid to vote, there's so many different levels to election integrity. And so we're going to get to the bottom of this because Barbara and I have an incredible team of people that we've assembled, and we're not going to stop until we find the truth because Barbara's house is burned to the ground. My family house is burned, and we just lost too much because of the corrupt politicians that are supposed to be public servants that are not public servants in California and around the United States of America at this time in history. And it's leaking over into the UK and Europe.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a political crisis globally going on right now. But take us through, I mean, there seems to be some irregularities with the understanding of the American voting system, because, you know, in my country, everyone votes, they count up the votes, and that's whoever gets the most votes, right? But you've got, you know, areas of America that are more important than other areas for votes and swing states, and it becomes very kind of complicated, if I'm being honest with you. How do you feel as a system is your electoral system, how vulnerable is it to corruptibility?
It's 100% vulnerable because all of a sudden, about 20 years ago, our system went to machines. And so we know the companies that created the software for the machines. And I won't say their names because I don't want anyone to get sued. I don't want to blame anyone, but we need to stop using machines. We need to go to precincts all across America that only count 1,000 ballots. We have to go to the 101 fundamentals of how we founded the United States of America. So we need to go to 72-hour voting. We cannot have 30 days before, 1 week after a voting, which is what we currently have in a lot of states. And we have to go to no mail-in ballots unless we can verify your signature. Because just in Los Angeles County, just on June 2nd, in the California primary, over 80% of the ballots were mail-in. And that made it so that the mayor's race is what Barbara and I really care about, which is our friend that we thought was our friend, Spencer Pratt. He is an actor. He is married to a pop star. We really thought he was our friend and he'd be our Batman and stand up for us. But what these candidates need to realize is that he was winning number one, okay? Then number two, he sunk to someone named Karen Bass, who is currently the mayor of Los Angeles. We have no idea. I've never met anyone that would vote for her. Number three is Nithya Raman. And all of a sudden, Spencer was number one, number two, and then he sank to number three, which within 3 business days of the counting starting. And so it's the mail-in ballots that did that to him. And mail-in ballots can be completely manipulated. They can bring in fake ballots. I found that in 2024. And more than that, the whole system with the machines can be manipulated from afar. So this could be very simple stuff where we had homeless people on Skid Row getting paid to vote for Karen Bass, but also too, it could be very complex where we are actually getting fake ballots put into the whole election system in Los Angeles County because they were flying them in on helicopters. And we are requesting very serious documents from candidates who are in the election, from Barbara, because she is a mom who lost everything in the 2025 California fires and the fires of Los Angeles, but also because I have the highest level press pass. I have the White House press pass. So this is just the beginning. This is going to go on and on and on. On and on and on. So there's so many levels to this that I want to try to make it as simple as possible. But the bottom line is there is election corruption. There is election fraud that just happened in Los Angeles County in the 2026 California primary on June 2nd. And Barbara and I are actually going to have to start knocking on 100 doors and making sure that dead people didn't vote, making sure that
Right.
people don't even exist at the address didn't vote. So we're going to do this really methodically. Methodically, we have the best election integrity specialists in all of America helping us. We've got the best lawyers, and we have billionaire, crypto billionaire Brock Pierce, who's a genuine philanthropist, and he has put up a $1 million bounty to anyone who helps us discover what just happened in Los
Wow.
Angeles County in the 2026 California primary, where the mayor that we wanted to win, Spencer Pratt, has lost.
Wow.
And we are just.
This is all allegedly, allegedly, allegedly.
I'll be honest, the most shocking thing for me so far is to find out that Spencer Pratt from the Hills was running for politics. Like that, and he still managed Heidi. That's mad.
And they're
That's
happy.
mad.
They're happily married.
You still
They
have
are
all the
happy.
titles. I mean, that is wild, right? So,
I
I
mean,
mean,
we had Arnold Schwarzenegger as our governor. So, I mean,
oh,
and you
but
know,
Spencer
and
Pratt's a big
California.
step down from Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay, I'm sorry, Spencer, if you're watching this. Okay, I'm sorry, bro. Okay, but that's wild. So, look, but let's seriously though. So, when you've got a voting system where you can mail in your vote up to 30 days after the deadline,
7 days.
when you say
7 days.
30 days, seven
Seven.
days, seven, seven. So.
And they can count it up to 30 days,
30
up to
days.
29 days
Right.
I mean,
after
it could
you get the
arrive
mail.
anytime. It could arrive anytime. Let's be honest, right? That could arrive anytime. So, I mean, you guys saying that you're going to go knock on some doors, get some proof. That's how it has to be done. I mean, it has to be broken down into the most methodical way of gathering this evidence. And you know you're going to get it. You know, I think there's been a couple of big YouTubers who've covered various fraud scandals that have taken place in America right now with the daycare centers and all this kind of stuff. And all eyes are on this. All eyes are on this. So, Barbara, what has been the most eye-opening part of this for you so far since you've been investigating this?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that we should not even have mail-in ballots. That started during COVID. Mm. I think 2020 was the start of what they were intending to do with the United States of America to be run by the Chinese Communist Party. They had Chinese military already at the borders in Canada and Mexico. The UN was already giving out passports in Panama for all the immigrants to come over and pour over the border for election corruption, fentanyl, cartel. We discovered also that the Crips and the Bloods that are the gangs in Los Angeles, that they are getting paid by the George Soros Foundation and the Chinese Communist Party, who are giving them drugs and money. And then they give them the paperwork to sign and vote for the Democratic Party here in Los Angeles, because the Democratic Party here in Los Angeles is also connected to Hollywood. So what is happening with on my part is that I lost my house. We still haven't gotten our permit. So we had to go and find a new house to live in. And Spencer lost his house and his parents' house. So I was an advocate for Spencer Pratt. I went to all his fundraisers. Yeah. I donated between $5,000 and $10,000 to Spencer's campaign. I even contacted his people, asked them, look, I worked for Robert Kennedy. I worked on Robert's campaign for 2 years without pay. I didn't even accept pay because my mom was vaccine injured. And he got me connected with Dr. Peter McCullough to get her detoxed. So I already had a lot of familiarity in the campaign, how a campaign's supposed to be run. So nobody was getting back to me. I'm like, well, this is wrong how things are being run. This is not cool. Come to find out, it was him running his whole campaign. And then one lady named Chun, who was just trying to keep him from getting arrested. So I don't know. It's not looking to me promising the way I intended it to, to be. But I'm going to expose whoever I need to. And that includes Spencer.
Yeah. And it needs to be done, Babs. I mean, let's be honest.
I'm going to do it. We are going to do it. And we have a team of how many? 12? 14?
We have about 12 people on the team. And I have three of the biggest lawyers who understand election integrity. We have the genuine philanthropist, Brock Pierce, who put up a $1 million bounty. But more than that, we have moms and we have influencers and we have news people. We have the White House watching us. Isn't it interesting how the White House actually went to Los Angeles, went to the ballot processing center? They could have gone to San Francisco. They could have gone to San Diego. They could have gone to anywhere else. The White House is watching what they're doing. But also, we have the district attorney of Los Angeles, who better be true to us because he was at Spencer Pratt's victory party on June 2nd. So we are collecting this evidence in a very careful manner. We have the top election integrity specialists helping us. We have the team of lawyers. We have the team of volunteers. We're not going to stop until we get to the root of it. We're going to knock on 100 doors. We're going to see who's real and who's fake. And the bottom line is the registrar in Los Angeles, his name is Dean Logan, and I'm putting him on high alert because if he doesn't get me the records that I request as a First Amendment, we have the First Amendment free press in the United States of America, then that's a violation of my U.S. constitutional rights. So there's so many levels to this. There could be lawsuits. There could be we want to contest whatever they certify next week. They're supposed to certify the election in Los Angeles County on June 26th, but they have until July 2nd to do it. Spencer didn't even know that information. So I do believe there's a mole in his campaign, yes, or someone just really stupid not giving him the right information. Because so far, I really thought Spencer was our friend, but he promised me that he would not concede, but yet he has not requested any of the records we've asked him to request because the people around him are telling me that he doesn't want to be considered an election denier. But yet you can't make AI videos that you're going to be Batman and be concerned that you're going to be called an election denier. In this day and age, we have so much proof. We have so much proof that the elections are fraudulent and corrupted in different cities around America. I'm not going to say all of the cities, but I'm going to say definitely in Los Angeles. I wouldn't have left Washington, D.C. for the last 2 months to be in Los Angeles. And I kept on telling Spencer every time I saw him several times a week, be prepared, because if you're going to run for candidate, you have to audit your vote. And that's something that I really want people to be critical and clear about. If you're going to run for candidate, and Barbara's going to run, I'm going to run. From now on, we learned our lesson. We're not going to rely on anyone else. Yeah, show us Spencer as Batman.
Yeah,
we need a real Batman to come forward, because Spencer has not agreed to request any of the records we wanted to date.
Is this something that he made? I just found this on the internet. This, yes. He willingly made this.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Where is Batman? Where is Batman?
I mean, you're living up to your last name, Spencer. I'm not going to lie, bro. You are living up to your last name in this one. But let's circle back to this, because there's been heavy accusations in the past of presidents, how do we put this lightly, importing a whole bunch of voters. Do you suspect you're going to see some sort of shenanigans involving importation, migration, voters, as opposed to the typical ladies who've been, you know, dead for 50 years, so to say? Did you hear me, Corinne? Sorry, did you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, you did. You did. So do you think we're going to see corruption involved in this election involving immigration, as well as the traditional people who've been dead for decades?
Oh, yeah, of course. We're going to find. So basically what happens in California is that the second you get a driver's license, they register to you to vote. OK, the second you get a driver's license. So any migrant, any illegal, anyone can get a driver's license. They don't even require proof of citizenship or proof of where you live. When I was a little girl, you couldn't get a driver's license unless you showed a lease or proof that you lived in the city where you were getting a driver's license. And then they automatically register you to vote. And then they automatically, which is a big deal, send you a mail-in ballot. So 80% of the ballots that are being counted right now are mail-in ballots. And that's a really big problem. Mm-hmm. There's 5.8 million voters in Los Angeles County, and only 10 to 20% usually vote in the primary. Well, we're seeing 30% voting in the primary, which is good, but they're not voting allegedly for Spencer Pratt. They're voting for Nithya Raman. Barbara and I were on the streets. I met two weirdos. One worked for Gwyneth Paltrow that were voting for Nithya Raman, people that I wouldn't want to even live in the same city as. I met one weird guy, all-American white Democrat who I met at the Grove. I met two people out of the thousands of people I interviewed. I met one person who was paid to vote for Karen Bass. So yes, we're going to have migrants voting. Yes, we're going to have people who are paid to vote. But honestly, it's going to get way deep because the unions force people to vote. And a lot of the times, Karen Bass's team allegedly can go to the union leaders, and the union leaders will force their people to vote for people like Karen Bass that nobody even wants to be in power. Karen Bass was trained, the current mayor of Los Angeles was trained in the country of Cuba. Yeah. And she may have been responsible for a domestic terrorist attack, allegedly, that happened in 1983 in Washington, D.C. So having Spencer Pratt be a reality TV show star is way better than having an alleged domestic terrorist be the mayor of Los Angeles. Yes. She hates me. She hates Barbara. She let all of our houses burn. Our houses did not burn day one or day two. They burned day three. I got stuck in the fires. And so there's a lot of information that the public needs to know. And so Barbara and I are going to start having press conferences June 24th, June 25th, June 26th in front of the ballot processing center in the City of Industry in Los Angeles between 1 and 4 p.m. to update people, because we don't need ABC, NBC, even we don't need CNN, because Barbara and I know enough media to get the news to the public. And that's why we are dangerous. We don't even need Spencer Pratt had to be there. He should be there. Where's Batman? We have a person who ran for mayor. We have a person who ran for governor. We have a person who ran for Congress. We have a federal person. We have a state person. We have other people that will talk. And then I've got my phone line for whistleblowers, which is 917-287-1314. Once again, that's 917-287-1314. So we have a lot of levels happening here, and we have found the best lawyers. We have found the best election integrity specialist, Christopher Gleason, who's actually in Florida right now running for Senate. He's Immutable Christ on X. Christopher Gleason, Gleason for Senate, he's running in Florida, and we had him in LA for 5 days, and he knows exactly what he's doing. There's a rhyme and reason to this. We are requesting who actually voted the records. We don't need the voter rolls. We need to see who actually voted in this election. And he's already found over, and I can't be super specific with you because he asked me not to make it in public yet, but he found over 30,000 people that shouldn't even have voted in these records. And so, yes, we have corruption. And yes, we do need to contest this election. President Trump should stop the election right now. He should go. He should send the FBI to the ballot processing center, to every ballot processing center in California, and seize the machine, seize the ballots. The feds have the right to do this because this was a federal election. So President Trump has the right to do whatever he needs to do to get the evidence. We need him to seize the ballots that were counted. We need him to seize the machines. He has the right to do this. But Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, won't let him do it. So there is a war happening. President Trump said sent the feds to Gavin Newsom's house 2 days ago to say, look, we're taking this seriously in California, because the bottom line is that we cannot risk losing California. It's the fourth or fifth largest economy in the whole entire world. If we lose California, that will affect all the United States of America, and we do care about California. And the bottom line is this: if California passes the Nick Shirley Act, which the Assembly of California passed, but the Senate has not passed yet, then I could get arrested along with journalist Nick Shirley, along with James O'Keefe, along with Savannah Hernandez, and a lot of other journalists that have been investigating this election, and we have found the corruption. We could actually be arrested in the state of California for investigating this election and saying that the NGOs and the unions actually influenced the outcome of the elections. And so this gets dangerous because Gavin Newsom is also not letting the federal government into California to get what we need to prove that there is election corruption. And so this is a war between California and the federal government, but this is also a war because Gavin Newsom has made a warning, an executive warning, saying that journalists like me and Barbara lost everything in the fires. My family lost everything in the fires. We lost everything, and we're moms too. We shouldn't have to beg and plead for the records, but Gavin Newsom is telling us that if we investigate these elections, we could get arrested. So this is going to be very serious, and it's unfolding right before you, and you're one of the bravest people on YouTube to even talk about it. So I'm grateful to you.
Oh, we are the whistleblower. This has not been spoken of, Ron, at all. Actually, when Chris Gleason left Los Angeles on Saturday morning, the feds were already at Gavin Newsom's house Sunday
evening.
And it made headline news on TMZ. It's everywhere, as you can see. That's because of us.
That's because you're badass. It's actually crazy how much is being unearthed about America from independent journalism right now. I mean, you mentioned Nick Shirley. He's 100% from my corner of the world, right, from YouTube. And even before the Nick Shirley Act came into play, he was making serious waves with what he was uncovering, with the corruption and the funding and everything that went on. And they're taking him very seriously. I mean, anyone who wants to, has just heard, you know, independent journalists or what does it matter or the rest of it. If the Nick Shirley Act passes, anyone investigating the American government will go to jail. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. And that is tyrannistic government at its finest. There is no other way of putting it. Do you not feel like in the back of your mind that Trump's going to go completely nuclear at some point over this? Because, like, he's not, I mean, don't get me wrong, we're not going to discuss the ins and outs of President Trump just now, but he seems to me like he's at a point of, like, somebody's going to get put across his lap and taught a lesson soon. Like, that's the kind of vibe that I'm getting. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you not think that, even if California did pass the Nick Shirley Act, is there not anything the president can do to step in and remove that from being effect, right? Because surely he couldn't allow it to actually take place, right?
Right. I believe that he is watching California right now, because what's going to happen in the midterms in 2028, it's going to affect, we're going to be in the same situation. So I think all eyes are definitely on California right now. I would like to let you guys know who the runners are, is Gavin Newsom, and his VP is Hunter Biden, who are both funded by the Chinese Communist Party.
Oh, wow.
Hunter Biden is running as the vice president of the United States of America. Yes.
He's not the crack pipe guy, is he?
Yes. He's Joe Biden's crackhead.
What is going on? What? No, this is a joke, right? This is a joke.
No.
It goes way deeper. It's way deeper.
They found his cocaine. His bag of cocaine.
Listen, California.
I know.
What? Listen. I know. Listen. California, listen.
I know.
Can we just have a word here? Because you can't have Hunter Biden as all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not looking to get sued. So if Hunter Biden gets into power, and none of us need that. Okay, we've got one set of files they're already not giving us. We don't need a new set of files. I'm just saying. So it's not a good idea. God, this is such a mess. So, first of all, if we manage to dodge the bullet of the Nick Shirley Act, okay?
When is that, Corinne?
When does that vote pass, Corinne?
What's the date?
Can you hear me, Corinne? No, I think we... Can you hear me, Corinne? Oh, she's watching it live to hear the sound, I think.
Oh, okay, got it.
So we're a few seconds.
It could happen at any time.
Okay.
Any time. The Senate could pass the Nick Shirley Act. I have many people watching over this for me. And then I have to leave California and go back to Washington, D.C. And President Trump will protect me. But the bottom line is that it's getting very dangerous.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Corinne's a few seconds behind us due to technical difficulties, which I've just realized, which is fine.
It always happens.
At least they're messing with our internet reception and not out hitting people with cars this time, Barbara. So
these people are always trying to take us down. I'm telling you, they are trying to ruin us.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Trying to silence us, and they own Google, they own YouTube, they own everything, they own X, even Elon Musk. Honestly, he lets my accounts get censored all the time, and I have to text him and say, hey, help, and then I can get views. I got 1.5 million views last week, and it went down to 193,000, and then it went down to like 93,000. The views are all fake, and so people in China are hacking us. And that's a big issue with the Chinese Communist Party. It was also an issue in Iran. That's why this war with Iran was so important, to take out their infrastructure. But there's dark money going into hurting and controlling moms like me and Barbara, which is so ridiculous. We founded America for our freedom, and we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that we stand up for the U.S. Constitution, the First Amendment, free speech, free press, And the American dream cannot be alive anymore unless we have free market capitalism. So it's going to take the moms in every town, every county to work together. And that's the problem. The Republican moms like us, you know, we pretty much were very competitive. We don't work together so much, but it's time. The Democrats, they all work together. They help each other. They give each other food and water. They'll give each other housing if they need it. They'll give each other food and clothes.
Credit moms.
Republican moms compete with each other. So it's a really big problem why we're going to get away from Republican GOP. We're going to get away from Democrats, and we're going to do no party participant, America first, the U.S. Constitution first and foremost. And President Trump is the only person we have right now that I can promise you is America first, because you can't buy him or sell him. And that's why no matter what people falsely accuse him of or accuse him of, I will always stand up for him, because during the Biden regime, over 5,000 Christian Americans, I just interviewed one yesterday, they were arrested because they were Trump supporters. Not just arrested, their homes were taken. Their bank accounts were taken. I interviewed a man yesterday, Tim Burton. He got $400 million taken from him because he was standing up for President Trump. So there are so many stories that are not getting to the public because ABC is censoring. That's why I can't stand the other people in the White House press, because they think that I'm crazy. They're crazy because they're giving you fake news. They're not giving you real news of the American patriots that got arrested during the Biden regime, and that everything they own got taken from them. And it's worse than that. When they were in the jails and prisons across America, the women were getting raped by men, mostly African-American men who identified as women. And I gave this to Charlie Kirk before he was assassinated. You know, I couldn't talk about this a lot. But when you're in the jails and prisons, they're allowing men who identify as women to share your jail or prison cell. And you are at risk of being raped in jail or prison. So this is getting way deep, because America has the most people in the prison system than pretty much any country in the world. This should not be happening. So we have layer upon layer, and that's why we have to make sure that the moms take back America. It's going to be the moms like me and Barbara, the moms on our team, and the people who are dedicated to standing up for the U.S. Constitution, which is hard for people in Europe to really understand. What we're fighting for is freedom for everyone, but we're fighting for our U.S. Constitution. We are promised free and fair elections. We are promised so much freedom in our Constitution, and that's what I stand up for. I stand up for the Constitution. My family left England to move to the United States of America to found Pennsylvania to stand up for the First Amendment, free speech, free press, your right to peacefully be any religion you want, and your right to actually really redress your government peacefully, of course, anytime, any way you want, peaceful. So people have to understand we're fighting for very specific stuff. We're not crazy. We're not doing anything wacky. We're trying to really give the real evidence for how the powers that be, the Democrats in California, are messing with our Los Angeles County elections. And we need Spencer Pratt to stand up and help us request very specific records that only he as a candidate can request, because he is standing, because he ran for office. And if they don't give him to him, then we can sue right away and win, and he doesn't have to pay for anything. And then we need him to not concede at all, never concede, because he's supposed to be our Batman. And then we need him, when they certify the election, we need him to contest the certification, to contest the election. And we have all the lawyers ready. I talked to one of his lawyers yesterday, and they keep on talking to me, but Spencer's not returning my phone calls. He's not returning my text messages. I've talked to all of his friends. I know everyone on his campaign. I've reached out to them, and then they're allowing this AI misleading information, you know, that he's gonna be our superhero. And you know, he was our superhero, and I asked him to run for governor or mayor. He chose mayor. So for him to stand down now, I'm very concerned that someone may have paid him. And Barbara and I really need to touch on that. If Spencer Pratt was paid to stand down when we need him, we've got the best people to expose it, and we will expose it. I love Spencer like a brother. I would do anything for for him and Heidi. I want a beautiful blonde to be our first lady of Los Angeles. I was so excited, but I was very concerned about his campaign. His campaign was not run properly. He had very young people running his campaign who didn't have a lot of experience. Yeah. And the thing is that they think that people under 40 vote. People under 40 don't vote. The majority of the voters are people over 55. So they weren't listening to me. They weren't listening to Barbara because he had his bros who I love. I love all of them. I know all of them. And I'm not going to say their names and publicly embarrass them. But he had his bros saying, oh, you don't want to be part of Trump. You don't want Trump to give you anything, which is true in Los Angeles. You want the Democrats to vote for you. But now we need Trump to intervene and help us. And we need Spencer Pratt to stand up and not worry if he's called an election denier, because that's the highest level of being a freedom fighter, is to say, hey, these elections, they weren't free and they weren't fair, and there's something really wrong with them. Even before the elections, two ballot boxes were burned. So we have so much evidence that's real. And we need the district attorney in Los Angeles, Nathan Hochman, who went to Spencer Pratt's win party, to take the evidence from us and start arresting people and help us with this investigation. We need Kash Patel, who I love so much. He's the current head of the FBI. I'm really one phone call to President Trump, Kash Patel, all these people. They're waiting for our final report that Chris Gleason in Florida is going to help us do. And we've also got Peter Berninger. We've got a whole team of election integrity specialists. I'm at a conference right now with 150 of them. And so we have the real facts. And bottom line is that we're going to get to the truth and we're going to expose it all, because we have nothing else to lose.
Nothing.
And Babs, I mean, what can people do to help you guys? Like, the people that want to be with you guys and part of this expose, I mean, where can the regular person get involved in helping with this?
So you can text Corinne.
They can be a whistleblower.
They could be a whistleblower. We need the whistleblowers right now. We also need Spencer just to sign his signature so we could do all the work. There's only one or two guys that take care of election corruption, and we hired the only guy from Florida who's running for Senate, Chris Gleason. And he said, we're just all waiting on Pratt. So, you know, when push comes to shove, we're winning anyway. We're exposing it all. And if somebody's corrupt, we're going to expose you. So you might as well be on our side, or you're just going to get exposed.
Yeah. And you see, this is going to sound like one of those, like, rude questions, right? But do you not feel like you are getting close to something that is incredibly dangerous, right?
Yes.
And I mean, I'm not saying that should stop you, right? Yes. But I mean, what's your biggest fear out of all of this? And I'll go Corinne, and then I'll cut to you, Buzz. What, I mean, in the back of your mind, is it just the failure, or is it getting too close? And that how close you've gotten to how public your information is, if they don't cross at the right time, is that your biggest fear?
No, my biggest fear is Spencer Pratt not joining the fight and being publicly embarrassing to us by continuing to ignore what we're doing. We got crypto billionaire philanthropist Brock Pierce to put up $1 million. And no matter how traumatized Spencer is, you know, he's been in Hawaii with his wife. He's going to Nashville. Totally fine. Like, I don't care. But in the end, next week, when they go to certify the election in Los Angeles County, the registrar, Dean Logan, who's from Washington State, who is very, very controversial. I've been trying to interview him for 1 year now. He ditches me every single time. When they go to certify this election on June 26th in Los Angeles County, if Spencer doesn't begin to stand up within the next 5 days after they certify, it's going to be a really big mess, because Barbara and I don't have standing. We weren't candidates in this election. So that's my number one biggest fear, is that Spencer Pratt will not be the superhero. He won't be the Batman that he promised us he would be. And then everyone's concerns that he's just a reality TV show star who's not very smart. Their concerns, because I was trying to raise money for him for the last 6 months. It only started raising money. I've raised probably $1 million for Spencer Pratt without putting my name on anything because I have press passes. I don't raise money for people. I don't donate to elections. I have very serious press passes and security clearances. So I'm very careful what I do. I follow all laws and all rules. But if Spencer Pratt doesn't start standing up because his campaign manager, June Cutter, I can start saying names, or his publicist, I won't say her name because she's pretty young. If they don't realize what's going on, that, you know, Spencer promised to be Batman and our superhero, if he doesn't contest this election, then we can do it on our own. Yep. But it's way better if Spencer joins in, because he will look so embarrassing and so stupid if he's got the richest moms in LA standing up for him and he just walks away from us and does nothing. That will really prove that maybe he wasn't the right man for the job. He couldn't handle it because the team he assembled for his campaign was not calling people back. And I had super rich, super powerful people calling them. And that at events, I introduced Spencer to super big celebrities like John Voight, and they weren't following up on it. Why would you not follow up on super big celebrities? Barbara's husband was going to do a concert. They didn't follow up on it. Barbara's husband's a super famous rock star, Cisco Adler. So there's really weird things that happen with the campaign that I will expose later. But I'm just saying, we saw that there may be a mole, there may be somebody, a bad seed in the campaign, or Spencer's just getting really bad guidance, and or if he did this for money, that will break my heart. If he's making any money, if anyone's paying him somehow to just walk away from this election, that happens all the time in Los Angeles, especially with Congresswoman Maxine Waters. I've been interviewing people since 2020 that tell me allegedly that Maxine Waters will pay you to run against her and lose. If you get paid to walk away from a campaign, Spencer Pratt, Barbara and I will spend the rest of our lives exposing that. But the second thing I am worried about is that I do not need to get arrested for doing this. I do very serious breaking headline news, and I need to be on Fox News, Newsmax, News Nation, you know, Real America's Voice, One American News. This is ruining my reputation because the owners of those companies don't want to talk about election corruption. Yep. They are worried that they'll get sued. And so the bottom line is, when I say things very carefully, and I don't say that for misinformation. I say that because I'm not letting anyone get sued. I know how to behave properly. I've never been sued, and I do the most controversial news you could do for the last, 7 years since 2020. I've been boots on the ground, heels on the ground as a journalist, because I would not take the vaccines. I know that Trump won 2020. I almost got beaten up by Teamsters last night in Las Vegas, female Teamsters, for saying that Trump won 2020. When I was at Caesar's Palace, I talking to some Teamsters who are in Las Vegas, because I think the unions do stuff the ballots. So that's a whole nother story. That kind of stuff could get me in a lot of situations where I may need security. And that's why Nick Shirley is not in Los Angeles helping us right now. He can't afford the security bill. The bill is $1,000 to $5,000 a day. When we start knocking on doors, we're going to need free security. So text me, call me if you're willing to help us for free. 917-287-1314. When we start knocking on doors next week, we need people to join in to make sure that the ballots that were counted are real.
Yeah. I mean, have you heard about some of the pushback from individuals who have tried to do exactly what you're doing on YouTube? There's been I can't remember the guy's name, I'm not going to lie, but I know that there was some strikes, there was people losing channels. That's testament once again. I mean, I've fallen victim to losing a channel. This channel has vanished a couple of times over certain royal family shenanigans. And it's never for the good of the people that these channels disappear, right?
Yeah, right.
Are you worried about further restrictions and attacks on your career, Corinne?
Of course, the censorship is out of control, and I can never get a job for ABC or a major news network. Now, Larry Ellison could be the real Batman. Larry and David Ellison could be the real superheroes in the story. They could come in. They just bought CNN. They just bought TikTok. I'm banned on TikTok for exposing election corruption in 2024 in New Jersey. I covered the whole Florida primary in 2024. I'm going to do it again, where the machine stopped for 5 hours, and we never got got anything from Ron DeSantis about why the machines just stopped for 5 hours during the Florida primary in 2024. I'm going to do it again in 2026 with the Florida primary. But the bottom line is this, the censorship is out of control. But Barbara and I know enough people where if we have our families backing us up, I told my family, if I get arrested, you know, this is my lawyer's number. My lawyer's prepared. Barbara's family's prepared. We prepared our families, but also the censorship should not happen. If anyone censors you, we're suing, and we have the money to sue Google. We have the money to sue anyone. Right now, we're even lucky if this show gets on the Google search engine, because Google has been taken over by the deep, deep, deep state. I don't even think Sergey Brin or Larry Page know the truth that we can't even get on the Google search engine. When you Google my name, it only says whatever I post on Instagram or X. It doesn't show all the thousands of news shows that I do on Rumble, that I do on all the other platforms. True. And if you get censored, you need to tell us, because we're going to sue, and we have the best lawyers to sue, and we're going to win.
Okay. Like when you're doing all this, I lost my YouTube channel through censorship. Just throw mine in there too. Just that'd be great. Throw mine in there too.
Oh, we will. We will stand up for you. Class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
So, but this is the thing, right? We are dealing with a monster when it comes to YouTube and the global censorship factor. In the UK right now, Corinne, there's close to 16,000 citizens in jail for social media posts. Because if you say something offensive to certain demographics, straight to jail. And
Tommy Robinson.
Tommy Robinson. Yeah, 100%. I'm actually starting to go through Peter Lowe's 220-page document on the hard R-ing gangs down in England. I'm starting that tomorrow. So anyone that wants to understand the true depths of the cover-up and the people that are involved in this over here, to make sure you stay tuned. Do you fear that
I'm proud of you for being brave.
Yes.
Ron's way past the stage of giving a damn about anything. Like, just point me in the right direction. Who needs exposed? And let's go. That's about as much thought as I put into these days. Like, I'm at the end of my tether with it all. Like, the UK is at the end of its tether. I mean, Ireland have got, like, citizens have started blockades to check people's citizenship as they're coming into. It's mad.
Wow.
This is where we're at. Do you fear, Corinne, that America is going to follow suit with social media and
I'm not scared of anything because I live for Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, but I did have to, you know, inform my own family to be prepared in case something happens. But Barbara and I are we're 100% united, and people are listening to us because the moms in the United States of America are sick of this, and the lawyers want to back us up now. They didn't want to back us up in 2020 during COVID, but over this topic now, since we've proven how loyal we are. And now we have President Trump, and he will totally back Barbara up. And she's an Epstein survivor, and she doesn't blame Trump. Trump's not a pedophile. He didn't do anything wrong. We're actually planning a trip to Washington, D.C., where she can talk to Trump and explain her side of everything so that she can stand up for President Trump. Because even last night, the Teamsters were throwing cheap shots at me saying Trump's a pedophile. Trump is not a pedophile. We will tell you who the real pedophiles are. It is not President Trump. And so it's really important that people not be scared, because we're going to figure this out. Otherwise, we're going to lose our freedom. And we're in so deep now. We went down the rabbit hole. We've all been censored. I've been arrested 3 times. The bottom line is that, you know, they always drop it. They can arrest you for anything and drop it. But we prepared everyone around us. And Barbara has my back. I have her back. And that's why I'm not doing this alone. She's not doing this alone. We have a really serious team.
Serious team. We had to pay out of our pockets. It's so crazy. It's bizarre that we have to do this and that we're paying high taxes and we can't even be protected in this country. It's absolutely crazy. And that our votes are not even getting through correctly. This is beyond. So this is why I'm fighting. I'm fighting for justice. I've been fighting since COVID even started. 2020 is when I started fighting for justice.
Yep.
And it's just connected all of us in this spiritual way, which I really love and admire because I'm very spiritual. And I think, like, you know, connecting like-minded individuals like us to help expose this corruption, it's going to take all of us, just like it took all of us to expose Epstein. You know, yeah. I was one of the whistleblowers at the beginning, exposing my agency linked to Epstein, and my agent, who was his associate, and she was selling us off to him as Eastern European girls for the DNA and all kinds of stuff, eugenics, whatever he was up to, a sick individual. And he was the Mossad, and he basically blackmailed our government because the men that run our government are fucking idiots. Excuse my language, but they're idiots and they've never been around beautiful women. So Epstein knew what these idiots want. They want power and women. And that's what he gave them. And so he blackmailed our entire country.
Yeah.
Mind you, the Mossad blackmailed us. And then we have the Chinese Communist Party that's blackmailing our country as well.
Yeah.
So we have two sides.
We need to get a clip of this. I love this conversation. This is one of my favorite conversations I've ever had.
Well, look, I think I'll be honest. I think I'd like to keep it on the voting this evening, but I would love Corinne and Babs to come back and we'll delve into the files, because I got some questions, Corinne, and you are probably a good person to have some knowledge on it. And of course, Babs, we've spoken extensively on it all. But I think, and again, I've got my views and I'm very happy to listen to Corinne's sort of insider knowledge on it all, because be an interesting one. I'm always up. I'm on the side of the truth. I'm only loyal to the truth, and it's the same. I think most of us are. And if it turns out that evidence comes out that sadly Trump was part of that team, then he has to go on the bonfire metaphorically with the rest of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's not what we're
talking about. Trump is the reason that Jeffrey Epstein got arrested. President Trump, nobody but President Trump got Jeffrey Epstein arrested. Since 1998, Gloria Allred was trying to get him arrested in Los Angeles. In New Mexico, girls were disappearing on the side of the roads. Nobody got arrested there. And then, in New York City, nobody was arresting Jeffrey Epstein. So Trump kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago and started the process of getting him arrested. So President Trump is a hero in the Epstein situation, but there's a lot of evil people like Les Wexner that Barbara had to work for, and she can give you all their names. I was invited 100%. To Epstein Island. Thank God the pilots told me not to go. I had no idea what I was doing. I was in Aspen. They invited me to go party at Epstein Island. Thank God I didn't go. But I'm just saying, like, Barbara knows so much information about this. And the fact is that 98% of our men and women in Congress, in U.S. Congress right now, are blackmailed or paid cash to do what they do. And that is a problem with Congress. And that's what really makes me angry. We can never have a free country with the way Congress is being paid. And the FBI needs to start exposing this.
That's right.
Yeah, they have 100% they do. But I mean, here's the problem. Where Kash Patel, I witnessed him going on the Joe Rogan show and telling us that these files don't exist. So when it comes to FBI investigations and when it comes to Kash Patel, I mean, is Kash Patel still running stuff? Or is he, he's still running the FBI, right? I mean, are you not concerned about the person in charge of the FBI, Corinne? And
I mean, I'm one phone call to Kash Patel, so I'm not concerned about him at all. Okay. And, you know, Dan Bongino quit on us, which just breaks my heart. So bottom line is, it takes a really tough person to stand up. And I'm not concerned about Kash Patel. I've met him many times. And in the end, he does listen. And it's just a lot of investigation. And I think that half the FBI is still compromised, because every time President Trump's administration fires the bad people, they get sued. So you know how many lawsuits President Trump gets a day from Connecticut, California, and the liberal states? Like 20 lawsuits a day. The attorney generals of these liberal states are constantly suing President Trump. If he tries to fire anybody, he gets lawsuits. It's constant lawfare and litigation, and that's what the Democrats do. So Barbara and I are going to try to not do this through lawfare or litigation. We're going to do this through very different means of exposing the truth to very brave men like you, who will stand up for the truth with us, because you can see when you look in our eyes, we're real. We're not bullshitting.
Yeah. No, 100%.
We also discovered that Pam Bondi, there's a lot of people that are working for the United States government, was allegedly paid off by the Chinese Communist Party. There's quite a few of them that are in office right now. Mike Johnson. There's quite a few. So
Ashley Mooney in Florida.
Yeah. I mean,
so it's unfortunate. And I think it's just exposure right now. So, you know, we're just, everybody's playing chess.
Do you know what's frustrating about politics, right? Is we need the conversation that you and Corinne are having. We need to expose corruption, right?
Yeah. But
you can understand people's frustrations when it comes to the files, when it comes to the what seems like cover up from both the red and blue, okay? Mm-hmm. But it doesn't take away anything from the importance of everything that you guys are doing right now. And it's important. And the reason I say that is because I do want to just circle back to the main point of this. I didn't want to waste too much time on the Epstein files because there's a show that we can do that we can delve into that for sure. But Corinne, how hopeful are you that you're going to come out on top on this? Now, I know you're going to tell me that you're going to smash this to pieces and that there's only one way, and that is the way, and that is the winning way. But how concerned are you that the evildoers are going to try and get their talons into you and continue to shut you down? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah. I think that it's so important for everyone to make sure that if they listen to this and they're a whistleblower, that they text me at 917-287-1314. But I think that this is going to go on for more than a year because Barbara and I are not going to stop. And then in November, the November primary is going to be a problem because people like Steve Hilton, and I love Steve Hilton, he's an angel. He thinks he can win. He can't win. Becerra is going to win governor of California. You know who Becerra was? He's the man who did everything for the COVID lockdowns. He is one of the most evil people. He is funded by the cartels. And so this is going to go on until November. Mm-hmm. And that's when it really matters. We have to go to paper ballots. We have to go to hand count of the vote. We have to go to precincts that are only 1,000 voters. We have to go to 72-hour voting. We have to go to our elections being overseen by independent neutral parties. When I was at the ballot processing center, I didn't see anybody from the Democrats or the Republicans, the GOP, or the League of Women Voters. I didn't see anyone down there. I didn't even see very much press down there. And when I ask questions, they just ditch me and say, oh, we'll answer that. Email it to us. We'll answer it. So Barbara and I are going to go down there for 3 days, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, maybe 4 days, 24th, 25th, 26th. And we're going to confront these people because I have the press pass and they have to face us. So we need 3 or 4 days down there next week. And then we are going to collect so much info by the time they certify. And it's going to be taken seriously because we're not giving up and we don't need money.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible to see you guys kicking some serious ass and exposing all of this corruption. And the layers of it, though, I mean, do you not feel, Corinne and Babs, that once this first domino falls, it's just going to be a tidal wave of things that you discover from a corruption factor?
Robert, you can answer that one.
Oh, what happened?
I'm saying, do you think that once you guys are done with your expose and you see, and do you feel like this is going to be the first domino that falls with regards to exposing the corruption and how deep it goes for the, not just the election, but everything that surrounds those involved?
Yes. Well, it already started the day Chris Gleason left Los Angeles after he was brought here by Corinne and I. Last week, we were posting on our Instagram our stories. People couldn't believe it. So as soon as he left, I text Corinne on Monday morning and I said, look who just hit Gavin Newsom was the feds. People were knocking on his door. Now he's being audited. He's being surveillance. They're going into his wife's nonprofit who was funded by I think different people were donating different money from the Hollywood events and parties and the fire aid from the fire events that was going on here. They put them in nonprofit funds. So President Trump now has a team and they're investigating Gavin Newsom and his entire team at the moment. Gavin Newsom is also running for president 2028 alongside Hunter Biden, and we're going to stop that.
And
I think Barbara and I should run for president. Let's do it. I mean, if Hunter Biden's going to run, Gavin Newsom, we could run. That'll be funny.
Hell yeah. That'd be brilliant.
We need a lot of money. So if you guys.
No, that's going to cost a lot of money because we're so censored. But I mean, Gavin Newsom and Hunter Biden. Oh my God, I'm worried. We don't even need Republican or Democrat help. We just need everyone out there to help.
Yeah, we're not about Democrat or Republican. We're just America first. We're about who's going to serve our country the right way. Because if you're going to deal with foreign leaders such as Putin, these big dogs, you have to know business. You have to know foreign policy. You have to know how the world runs. You have to be a business person. That's why I'm not too worried about what's going on out there. I feel very confident that we're United States is moving forward in the right direction. It's just taking time. And this is where the dark comes to light. It's just what it is. And this is a spiritual war. We even have it confirmed by Chris Gleason. He knows this is a spiritual war. I think that everybody just needs to really hone in their heart and realize that we have to work in unison together and stop being divided. Stop trying to have all the egos. I know better than you. You know, I'm better. I'm the best. I know everything. We all don't know anything. We're just doing our research. So if we work together in unison, we could really make a change, you know? So let's just all stay positive and try to help each other, you know?
Absolutely. And listen, we'll be following along with all of this, Babs. We've got a new project starting and our new show here and our new channel and everything that's going to be happening. We'll be keeping a close eye on it. Is there anything that you feel like you haven't said that you need to say on this topic?
I just want to thank crypto billionaire Brock Pierce for putting up a $1 million bounty to help us try to figure out how this happened in Los Angeles, and really say to Spencer Pratt, you know, Barbara and I have always been true. Our whole team loves Spencer Pratt, and we really need him to stand up and contest this election. Do not concede and contest this election. If he doesn't do it, though, God will give us the right people to do it, and he'll be exposed for not being Batman when he promised to be Batman.
Hell yeah. Yeah. No one likes a liar. Okay.
No.
Okay. No one likes a liar. Okay. Especially when you're lying about Batman. Okay. I feel very strongly about that. Okay. Well, listen, just if there is any billionaires watching out there, I'm one donation away from being radicalized for liberating the people of Britain. So if you and the boys down the country club want to have a laugh, I'm just one PayPal donation away from some good entertainment on national news. So, listen, though, but on a serious note, I wish you all the luck. I know you are going to have all the luck. I mean, there's absolutely nothing that can stop either of you, clearly.
May the road rise up to meet us. That's my favorite. May the road rise up to meet us.
Ooh. Or just walk on somewhere that's already got a road, and then it's way safer. Do you know what I'm saying? If there's no road, don't even take a step, Corinne, if I'm being honest. Just find somewhere that's level. Or do you know what I'm saying? Level. You know what I mean?
If there's an earthquake in LA, prepare, because Barbara and I are going to cause it.
Yeah. Damn. And then you're going to have a whole bunch of people who are like, Barbara cost me my house. Okay. Like, I lost my house in the great Babbening of 2026. So I'm with you. I'm with you. But listen, ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Stick around because we need to have a conversation for a couple of minutes before you guys leave.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you all for watching. And a big thank you to Corinna for giving up her time. And a big shout out to Babs. A big shout out to everyone at home. And I'll speak to you all again very, 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 very soon. Once again, what was your number and how people contact you, Corinne?
917 1-877-287-1314. Once again, that's 1-917 is the area code, 287-1314. Text me and I will respond. Barbara listens to some of the phone calls I get. I get them all day long.
Yes.
It's whistleblowers.
Crazy. Okay. Well, look, I can't wait for part two. Like, I might not know a lot of the things you're saying, but I'm so here for them. Okay, I'm so here for them. So, yeah, 100%. And I tell you what, I could be doing a much better job putting stuff up on the screen for you ladies just while you're talking and shutting my mouth. I think that's a much better way for me to contribute to what you're doing. But listen, thank you so much. Stick around, though, and I'll see you guys next time. Thank you, everyone. Oh, there might be a live over on my channel at 11 o'clock showing off my new music. I've got a new album dropping in a couple of weeks, so come and check that out. You're all going to love it. Thank you so much. Thank you, Babs. Thank you to Corinne. Bye. See you next time. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.